With Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineers for tonight's game, Lawrence Link and Jeremy Warder. And Matt, we have a pretty nice crowd coming in. The weather forecast for tonight could be a little rough in some areas, but hopefully, this far north anyway, things will be able to escape most of it. And folks can watch a nice basketball game between Northwest and Missouri Southern here this evening.
Yeah, luckily we made it to this point. We're finally getting this game in after some COVID protocols with the Southern program back on January 1st. Of course, the makeup date, we've got a few other issues with the weather, which could make it dicey for Southern's way back down to Joplin a little bit later on this evening. But hopefully that's okay. Everybody can make it home safely. But you're right, for Tuesday evening, just a one-off game. A little bit out of schedule than we're used to, but a good crowd coming in. It should be a good atmosphere for a couple teams that have really built up a pretty good rivalry over the years in the conference.
Yeah, they certainly have, and I think two teams right now playing very good basketball. Obviously, the Bearcats only two losses this season coming up. A couple of very impressive wins here at home during this homestand, and a Missouri Southern team, after getting off to a slow start, playing as good a basketball as they've been playing all season long.
Yeah, they've really been rolling these last few games, and they're trying to carry it over. Wins over Nebraska, Kearney, Rogers State, Northeastern State. Those are some quality wins overall, and so now they're trying to keep this rolling here in a tough environment in Maryville.
Missouri Southern, also a team that plays very well on the road. Just two road losses this season, one neutral court loss, and then four of their losses being at home this year. So it's a squad that's not afraid to go on the road, and they play pretty good basketball on the road.
Yeah, again, you have to credit that coaching staff there, led by head coach Jeff Boshi, that he has them fired up, ready to go. Regardless of that atmosphere, they're going to come out firing.
Christian Bundy will jump center for Missouri Southern, a 6'5 junior out of Nixon, Missouri. He'll jump it up against the Bearcats, Luke Waters, a 6'6 sophomore out of Olathe, Kansas. And the tip is controlled by Missouri Southern, as they'll go from our right to our left. The Lions in their traveling green uniforms. They have the gray numerals trimmed in white and a little bit of yellow on the side. And for the Bearcats, their home white uniforms with the green numerals and trim. Off of the right side with the dribble, Alex Jones goes out between the circles for Bundy. Dribbles once on the left wing for Taggart. Taggart with a left-handed dribble, bounce pass left side on the wing, finds Scott. Cross-court right side, DeCesso with a three, rims around and out, and the rebound into the lane for Northwest and Diego Bernard. He'll take it across midcourt right side, and it passed, stolen away, tried to get it to Hudgens. It is picked off by Scott. Now on the left wing, they'll bring it to the top of the key. Jones at the elbow left side to Scott. Left wing three. Misses a little too hard. Rebound in lane goes to Bernard, and he breaks it across the timeline. One on four to the bucket. Lays it up and blocked away by Scott, and it is picked up by Missouri Southern. Scott with his sixth block of the season. We're still scoreless. Bundy off the right side, out between the circles. Jones dribbles right side, spins to the free throw line, back out, bounce pass into the lane. Bundy spins left on Dreamer, up with a little right-handed push shot, misses, and another rebound for Diego Bernard. Again, the Cats and the Lions scoreless. Early moments of this one. Hudgens at midcourt, looks left for Dreamer on the left wing, Jackson. Now out front, left side, Waters. Finds on the right wing, Dreamer. Dribbles once, pulls up. Out front, Waters. One dribble left side, Bernard. Getting a screen by Waters into the left corner, Jackson. Shot clock down to 5 seconds. They're giving Jackson all kind of room. He'll take the three. It rolls out. Rebound off the baseline on the right side. Stan Scott for the Lions. Denver still scoreless. DeCesso off the right side on the right wing to the top of the key. Down the lane he goes. Spins back right side. Out front right pass finds Taggart. Picked up by Hudgens, dribbles to the right corner to the baseline. Cut off, takes a jumper from 16. Right side misses. Dreamer corrals the rebound for the Bearcats. Both teams struggling just a bit offensively to start this game. Still scoreless. 17:53 left in the first half. Waters out front left. Picked up by Jones. Waters with a height advantage there. But Jones forces him to pull up the dribble. Cross court right side, Bernard. Shot clock at 9 seconds. Diego on the right wing. To the free throw line, jump stop into the lane, takes the jumper from 12, rims around and out. Waters tries to keep the ball alive, but the rebound corralled by Scott for the Lions. And we remain scoreless. Into the front court, left side, Jones. Into the left corner, Taggart. Now to Jones in front of the scores table, left side. A cross court right side pass for Scott. Dribbles to the right wing, to the right baseline on Waters. Stops, pops, jumper, misses short. And Jackson with a rebound for Northwest. Cross midcourt to the right side. Hudgens to the free throw line. Left side is Jackson. Now to Hudgens out front left. Finds Dreamer. Left side three on the way. Nothing but net. So West gets the scoring off for the Bearcats. That three off the left side just barely cleared the rim, and Northwest Missouri stayed out to a 3-0 lead.
Stan Scott gave him just a little too much room, and that a big bucket there. Both teams started a combined 0-for-8 before Dreamer knocked that one down.
Jones at the top of key, down the lane, the runner rims around and out, gets his rebound and banks it up and in. Alex followed his shot off that runner on the left, got the rebound, banks it in. It's a 3-2 game. Northwest Missouri State with the one-point lead. Bernard, a long pass, low left side, Waters posting up with Jones. Again, a height advantage here. Skip pass into the right corner. Dreamer from three-point range. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Scott keeps it alive on the baseline and goes out of bounds with it. So Northwest will inbound. Baseline left as Scott's momentum took him out of bounds. Officials for today's game, Michael Sabota along with Chad Waller and Jason Horstick. Inbound left side, Dreamer. With a big dribble toward the left elbow. Guarded by Taggart. Cross court right side is Bernard. Fakes left, goes right to the baseline. Cutting through the lane was Jackson, wide open. Nice feed by Bernard to Jackson with the easy layup.
We saw Jackson get a chance at a three-pointer a little bit earlier. Not a place that he typically shoots. Not real comfortable out there, but a nice cut that time. Got himself to the rim and a nice find there by Bernard.
5-2, Northwest Missouri State in front. Bundy left side, out front left, Scott. Between the legs with the dribble, the top of the key, pulls up near the left elbow. Left side pass on the wing, Jones takes the long three, misses, rebound Jackson for Northwest. Jackson's done a good job this season on defensive boards. Now it goes to Hudgens, takes it to the top of the key. Pass left side tip, but chased down by Dreamer near the left sideline. Out front, Jackson left. Directing a little bit of traffic here. Again, they give me some room on the left side. Dreamer posting up with Bacesso into the lane. Turnaround jumper from 12 is good by West. Dreamer with 5 with the Bearcats 7 points. It's a 7-2 Northwest Missouri State lead. Scott into the front court. Out between the circles, right side, Taggart. Cross court left is Scott once again. Now he goes cross court right, Jones. Left-handed dribble on a little pick and roll. Shot by Bundy. Misses in the lane. Rebound goes to Northwest and Dreamer. That time Bundy had the open look, just didn't get it to go.
And it doesn't happen very often like that. He's missed a couple bunnies. Typically, a guy that shoots 51% from the field really knocks down everything in the paint.
Bernard down the lane into the right corner. Saved inbounds by Hudgens. Hustling on the right side. Waters as he keeps it alive. Now the pass will go in the backcourt, but saved by Bernard to Dreamer. Right at the timeline. Left side with 5 seconds. Dreamer, left side three. Rims around, out. And Scott with the rebound for the Lions. 5-point Bearcat lead, 14-24 left, first half. Through the lane, the dribble by Scott stripped loose. Waters has it in the lane and will give it to Hudgens. Hudgens across midcourt. Out front, drives on Scott, pulls up. Left side pass for Bernard. He's guarded by Jones, dribbles to the free throw line, spins down the lane left, stops, a little fadeaway off the front of the rim. And the rebound to DeCesso. And it's a 7-2 Northwest Missouri State lead early in this one. Out front, Jones. Down the lane he goes, stops low, bounce pass into the lane for Bundy, spins into a double team. Out front, Jones, a long three on the way, nothing but net. Alex Jones with 5 points early in this one, his 16th three of the year, and it's a two-point game. Northwest holding on 7-5, 13 and a half minutes left in the first half.
And so far, Jones 2-for-4 from the field. The rest of this Southern team 0-for-6.
Out to the top of the key now, left side Bernard. Hudgens on the left sideline, pressure by Scott, hooks the pass to Dreamer left wing. Now to Hudgens once again off that left sideline. A long three with 9 seconds on the shot clock is good as Hudgens just drains the three. And it's a 5-point Bearcat lead. Scott dribbles through the jump ball circle. Off to the left wing. Hands off to DeCesso down the lane right. Behind the back dribble. 15-foot jumper right side. Hits the front of the rim and drops in. And it's a 10-7 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. 12:48 left in this first half. Hudgens left wing out between the circles. Dreamer right side Bernard. Top of the key and a little bump as he goes dribbling down the lane off the left side. This should go on Avery Taggart. And Taggart will pick up his first foul. Also the first foul of the game as Northwest Missouri State has the 3-point lead. 10-7 over Missouri Southern, breaking the action. And we'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the United Country Property Solutions, brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie, serving Maryville, St. Joseph, and King City, and rural customers across the region with residential, country homes, farms, and ranches. More at uccstjoe.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC in Forest City. Rich Paxton and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on Sure Ag products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design centers open Monday through Saturday and online at eckerdsflooring.com.
10-7, Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball as they're facing Missouri Southern. Dreamer in the block off the left side, gets it to Waters. Waters had a double team inside, but had the height advantage, and he banks it in, and Northwest Missouri State in front 12-7. 12-19 left, first half. Jones dribbles left side near the free throw line. Cross-court right side, Taggart. Left-handed dribble down the lane left he goes with Hudgens. And the right-handed hook inside short, crashing the board hard for Missouri Southern as they got the Smith, brings it out front, and a three put up off the right side. And it's now a 12-10 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. R.J. Smith came into the game for Missouri Southern ahead of that big rebound. Desiso puts down the jumper out front. And again, it's a 12-10 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Off the left side, Hudgens, cross-court right side, Waters, free throw line, down the lane, he drives, gets caught up in the air. Out front, Mascari checked in during that break. Eaton takes a long three and knocks it down. A five-point Bearcat lead, 15-10. 11.5 minutes left in the first half. Jones off the left side with the dribble guarded by Mascari out of the Bearcat man-to-man defense. Now to Taggart on the right. Dribbles out front, lobs it in the lane. Shot is missed as they went inside. And for J.R. Smith, missed the shot and the rebound Northwest. Again, J.R. Smith, player counted on heavily for this team to start the season. Broke his ankle on warm-ups against Arkansas Tech. Just now working his way back into the lineup. Played against Northeastern State this past Saturday. Out front, Dreamer. Into the lane, finds Abreu, a little spin move in the lane, slips and falls on the floor in that double team. A little bit of contact as well, as officials will talk over this situation. And I think they're giving a travel on Abreu. So a 15-10 Bearcat lead with 10:55 left in this first half.
And we are 9:05 into the game. There has been one personal foul on either team called so far. And that's pretty impressive. Nearly had our second there, but the travel instead on Abreu. But really, both teams now combined for three turnovers. So from that regard, been a pretty clean game.
Yeah, it really has. And I do think the officials got it right there. Abreu just on that little spin move. He got called for the travel as he lost his balance. On the left side, Scott. Into the left side with the pass. They find Lawson Jenkins, who's also checking into this ball game. Now to Taggart. Left wing back out. Being pressured by Hudgens. Shot clock down to 5 seconds. Hudgens knocked the ball loose. Picked up on the left side by Smith. A long three up. Misses. Fight for the rebound. On the baseline. Out of bounds. And it belongs to Northwest. Off of Lawson Jenkins. 5-point Bearcat lead. 10:22 left in the first half. Mascari will inbound to Hudgens. A little bit of pressure in the backcourt by Stan Scott. Dreamer sets a screen as Hudgens will take it across midcourt left side. Cat setting up the offense. Hudgens dribbles left. Steps back. A three on the way. Good. Hudgens with his second three of the game. 6 points as Lawson Jenkins picked him up. Jenkins, the freshman redshirt. And Trevor just stepped back and knocks down the three. 8-point Bearcat lead. On the right side, Scott down the lane to the bucket. The runner high off the glass is good. Scott with his first bucket today. Averages just over 17 points a game. 18-12, Northwest with the lead. Hudgens from our left to our right to the top of the key. Bounce pass out front of Bree. Back to Hudgens off the left side. Sign picked up by Taggart. Cross court right side, Mascari. Little shot fake down the lane. He goes with the drive. Lost the handle on it as there's a reach in and a foul coming up on Missouri Southern. As this foul will go on the Lions, Stan Scott picking up his first in with 9:29 left in the first half, breaking the action. Bearcats 18, the Lions 12, back to Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri at their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, a proud supporter of Northwest Missouri State University, providing sports medicine services for Bearcat athletics. More information at MyMLC.com/Maryville.
Out of the timeout, a little turnaround jumper in the lane by Mascari misses, and the rebound in the Lions. Off the left side, Taggart to the top of the key, Scott. Northwest in front, 18-12. Scott with the jumper out front right side. Misses, fight for the board inside. A foul coming up here. I think they're going to get Waters in the lane fighting for that rebound. And Luke will pick up his first, just the first foul on the Bearcats this evening. And for the Lions, they'll inbound baseline right. Scott looks to trigger it in, lobs it into the right corner. Finds Smith out front right side, Desiso. A dribble, now low left, Taggart brings it back out right side, down the lane to the bucket, the runner misses off the right side, and the putback is good by Smith, and a foul as that time Jenkins down the lane right side misses the runner, but a rebound in the putback, and a foul coming up on Northwest. Dreamer picks up the foul, that's his first, and this will get Smith to the free throw line. Smith, a 6'5 senior of Olathe, Kansas, originally started his collegiate career at Sam Houston before transferring to Missouri Southern. And free throw here is good. A three-point trip down the floor. He was 3-3 from the field against Northeastern State, coming back with his first game after that broken ankle. Had 7 points and 3 boards on Saturday. 18-15, Northwest Missouri State in front. Hudgens off the left side. Drives, hooks it right side on the wing for Waters. A couple dribbles now to Mascari. Down the lane he goes. Bounce pass. Baseline to Brady. Nice little move underneath bucket. Tries to come back out with a reverse layup and is fouled. And we'll get to the free throw line.
A nifty pass inside there by Mascari, finding Abreu on the baseline. And Daniel doing enough to give himself a couple free throws coming up here.
Daniel this year, an 86% shooter at the free throw line. 25 of 29. 6'6 freshman out of Springfield and Willard High School. Down in Southwest Missouri. Here's the free throw by Abreu. First one good. He's been giving the Bearcats a big lift coming off the bench the last several games. Desiso goes to the bench and back into the ball game. Christian Bundy for Missouri Southern. A 19-15 Northwest lead. 8:36 left first half. Abreu, second one good. Now Diego Bernard into the ball game. Abreu goes to the sideline. Northwest right now with Mascari, Dreamer, Hudgens, Waters, and Bernard. Into the front court, left Scott, right in front of the scorer's table. Out front, Taggart down the lane, into the right corner, Smith, And a whistle and a foul. Dreamer slid over into the lane, and I think after the pass going down that lane, Taggart, a little off balance, gets called for the foul. That's his momentum carried him into Dreamer. That's his second foul.
And even after that pass leaves, Dreamer didn't slide over to help out, knew that he had a chance of that charge, and just kind of stood in there and took the brunt of that contact.
So full court pressure as Hudgens takes the inbound. Again, met by Scott in the backcourt. Take it across the timeline. Dribbles left side. Down the lane to the bucket. The layup is good. Trevor Hudgens put up the layup through a couple different defenders and gives the Bearcats a 22-15 lead. On the left side to the left wing, Jones. Out front left side, Lawson Jenkins. Into the lane, Bundy. Spins left side in the block into a double team. Brought it down around his waist. Nearly stolen by Bernard. Out front left side, Jones. Brings it out with 12 seconds on the shot clock. Dribbles left side. Now to Smith. Smith free throw line. Up with the jumper. Rims out left. And Diego with the rebound. Ellett goes to Hudgens. He'll bring it down the timeline, down the sideline off the left to the top of the key. Out between the circles. Pressure by Bundy. Out front left side, Mascari open. A three on the way. Nothing but net.
Mitch is heating up. Second three-point make of the night.
And a 10-point Bearcat lead, 25-15 over Missouri Southern. 7:28 left in this first half. Breaking the action. And we'll be back right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
25-15, Northwest Missouri State with the lead, their largest of the game. 7:28 left in this first half. Missouri Southern yet to lead in this one. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Palms, making its return this spring. The Palms will feature a new bar and grill menu, a new dining area, and new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition, the Palms reopening in March. 25-15, Northwest Missouri State up. 7:25 left in the first half. Lions with the ball out of their timeout. Jones out front, dribbles between the circles off the left side. Long pass right for Smith. Off the wing, takes the three over Dreamer. Nothing but it. Smith coming into this game with 7-11 on threes. His eighth of the season now and a 25-18 Northwest Missouri State lead. Smith averaging nearly 18 points a game, but a short sample. This is just his sixth game of the season. Hudgens off the left side on the left wing. Out front, Mascari. Spires the dribble, lobs it to Bernard on the right side. Now with 9 seconds on the shot clock, Diego through the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in off the left side. Diego with his first bucket of the game, 27-18, Northwest up.
No help from Lawson Jenkins sliding in that time, made it easy for Diego.
Out front, left side, Stan Scott, a dangerous offensive player. Now to Bundy at the left elbow, Jones. Jones now left wing, dribbles to the free throw line. Little pick and roll, left side, Bundy shot blocked away by Waters, picked up by Dreamer for Northwest. Now to Hudgens across midcourt right side. Just over 6 minutes left in the half. Hudgens to the right wing. Long three off the right side is good.
And not much more R.J. Smith can do there. Stayed up as close as he could. Had a hand in his face. But, again, Trevor hits a three. 114 on the season for Hudgens.
Ties Joey Wittes for most in Bearcats in a single season. Off of the left side, Scott. Now left for Jenkins. Behind the back with the dribble. Bounce pass out between the circles for Smith. Right side, Jenkins, long three. Bernard knocks the ball loose and a foul. This should be three coming at the free throw line. And now pushing and shoving going on between the two teams there off the right wing.
Right now it looks like Diego Bernard and R.J. Smith both still jawing at each other, both being taken away to their own benches by teammates now. But the officials are going to get together to chat about this one real quick.
Not sure exactly what brought on a lot of that. Maybe a little bit of chippiness out there on the floor.
I think there's been some chirping back and forth. R.J. Smith, he's a guy that plays with a lot of emotions. He's hit some big shots to help keep Southern hanging around in this ballgame, and he's let those emotions be on display. We know Diego Bernard gets very emotional in these games as well, so a little bit of that going on. I think at one point Lawson Jenkins knocked to the ground, so the officials are going to sort this one out over at the video monitor.
30-18. Northwest Missouri State with the lead with 5:48 left in this first half. A couple teams have really developed a fun rivalry here the last several years, and I think some of that carrying over into this first half here today. And officials over at the scores table checking the monitor. Officials for tonight, Michael Sabota, Chad Waller, and Jason Harstick. A lot to sort out off of that little exchange there.
And these teams have. Some history in recent years.
So a double technical there. Wes Dreamer gets called for one, and Wes Dreamer for the Bearcats, and R.J. Smith for the Lions. Dreamer right now with two fouls. Smith coming off the bench also has two fouls. And Diego initially, I think, got called for the foul on that three-point opportunity off the right side that was taken by Lawson Jenkins. And Jenkins will go to the line to shoot three since that was a three-point attempt. Jenkins, a 6'7 freshman redshirt out of Springdale, Arkansas. Free throw is good. Just going up the road a little bit off of the interstate to play for Missouri Southern. It's a 78% shooter at the free throw line this year. We'll have another. And this one misses. Jenkins has started just two games this year after starting 15 a year ago.
That's a tough miss there for Jenkins, number two of three at the line, especially on the road with everybody in the crowd kind of letting him have it after he misses that second one.
Martin Sinas into the game, a 6'5 freshman rusher, Hickory Hills, Illinois now, as Smith goes to the sideline for Coach Jeff Boshi. 30-19, Northwest in front. Here's the third free throw, and Jenkins knocks that one down. 10-point Bearcat lead. The largest Northwest has had tonight has been 12 points as Hutchins takes it across midcourt left side with 5:40 left in the first half. Hutchins will pass on the left side for Waters, passes up for three, drives to the left baseline, and a bump and a foul as Messinas picks up the foul just into the ball game and picks up his first foul. Sina says, I mentioned, out of Hickory Hills, Illinois, a football and volleyball player as well as basketball there. On the left side, driving is Mascari. Out front, Waters, now to Hudgens. Hudgens, free throw line, into the right corner, Bernard. Now quick no-look pass into lane. Mascari banks it, misses it, rebound tipped, and is picked up by Lawson inside for the Lions. Again, the Cats up by 10 with 5:15 left in the first half. Out front, Scott looks on the left wing. There's Jenkins with a three in front of the Bearcat bench, and that one's good. His first three of the game. Came in with 19 on the season. 30-23, Northwest up. 5 minutes left in this first half.
And credit Desiso for helping get him open on that little pick as he popped out there and knocked down the shot. Desiso took a lot of contact but kept Jackson and Hudgens away.
Out front, Waters. Left side, Mascari from three-point range again, and he knocks it down.
You know, he missed the layup last time. He just wasn't far enough out. He likes those threes tonight.
He certainly does, and he ties his career high with 9 points tonight. It's a 33-23 Bearcat lead over Missouri Southern. 4:43 left in the half. We'll be back after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries a full line of ag machinery, including Fendt combines, tractors, and Rogators, Massey Ferguson tractors and planters, Klaus combines, and more. For more information, ZIEGLER ag.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/foundation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks, while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakesstjoe.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MarryvilleSmiles.com.
Southern with it out of the timeout. Northwest up 33-23 with 4.5 minutes left in the first half. Jenkins drives to the right baseline in a double team. Looks underneath the bucket. Finds Macinas. Ball out of bounds and will belong to Missouri Southern, as it was knocked out of Macinas' hands. So the Lions will inbound, baseline right. Again, the Bearcats up by 10. They've led by as much as 12. Lions yet to lead in this game. Scott looks to inbound, gets it into the right corner. DeCesso at the elbow right, takes the jumper, short just off the front of the rim. The putback on the left side, missed by Macinas off the left side, chased into the left corner, out of bounds. And it belongs to, let's see, I believe it will go to the Lions as they will inbound in the far left corner with 18 seconds on the shot clock. Two of the officials converge. Now they put 20 up on the clock as the inbound goes left side. Bundy takes the inbound on the left wing. Lawson through the lane, drives on Hudgens, and a whistle and a charge coming up on Lawson. Pushed off a little bit with that left arm, and the elbow may have contacted Hudgens just a bit, and Jenkins will pick up his first foul.
A slight delay on that whistle, too. I think Jenkins thought he got away with that bucket, and it went down, but that whistle came in, and there was enough of a push there to draw that offensive foul.
Still a 10-point Bearcat lead. Hudgens dribbling through the Bearcat logo at midcourt. Dribbles left side, past Scott. Down the lane, left side. Scott catches up with him. Dribbles to the left wing once again. Out front, Waters. Now with the dribble, expires his dribble. Scott on him now. He knocks the ball loose. Waters brings it in between the circles. A four on the shot clock. Bounce pass tipped up in the air and controlled by Missouri Southern. Jenkins knocked loose by Mascari, but picked up now by DeCesso. Another long pass into the right corner. Macinas. His dribble knocked loose by Mascari. Now landed lane Bundy. Bundy in a double team. Little shot fake. Reverse layup left side. Good and a foul. Christian Bundy with his first bucket of the game. And the foul on Northwest will go on Mitch Mascari. That'll be his first. And the fifth team foul for Northwest in the half. 3:26 left. Northwest in front, 33-25. Missouri Southern, 2 of 2 at the line in this first half. They're 10th in the MIAA as a team in free throw shooting this year, 71.5%. Law of free throw misses. Rebound tapped out front. Waters fighting for the rebound. And we've got a foul coming up, and it looks like this will go on Luke. That will be his second. Trying to get some position inside off that missed free throw. Daniel Abreu in. Waters goes to the sideline. Baseline left. Stan Scott will inbound for the Lions. Looking to inbound, and with a little baseball pass out near midcourt, DeCesso chases it down, looks on the left for Jenkins, low left side. Scott now picked up by Bernard. A jumper good from 12 on the left side. Stan Scott with 4 points in the first half. Missouri Southern making a little bit of a run here toward the end of the half. 3:10 left. Northwest Missouri State again with the 33-27 lead. Hudgens in the front court off the right side. Lines Mascari left side. In the left corner, Bernard drives on Jenkins, and a little bump and a foul. This will go on Jenkins. That will be his second foul. Eighth team foul. So this will get Bernard to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1 opportunity. Just under 3 minutes left in the first half. Diego, a 79% shooter this year, 52 of 66. Alex Jones enters the game for the Lions. Jenkins talking with one of the officials there as he comes over to the sideline. As Jones comes in. Now we have the officials coming over to review the monitor once again.
I think they're going to check on who the shooter was. I thought it was Isaiah Jackson that got fouled. Diego Bernard ended up at the free throw line. So Pickering's going to verify who it was. And that might be what Lawson Jenkins was saying as he came off the court. Saying, nah, was it?
So they'll get at the line instead, Jackson.
Northwest trying to pull the old switcheroo. Isaiah, 72% shooter at the line. Diego, a 78.8% shooter on the season.
Isaiah, though, hit a couple big free throws in that overtime loss to UCO that briefly gave the Bearcats the lead with about 6 seconds left in that overtime. Isaiah's free throw is good. And he has 3 points tonight. Coming off an 11.4 rebound game against Central Missouri, actually in the first meeting with the Mules this year, where he had 11 points, that being his career high. Here's second free throw here, rims out, and the rebound goes to Missouri Southern. 34-27, Northwest Missouri State in front, 2:53 left in this first half. Jones out front left with the dribble, chased by Bernard. Out front for Scott, drives on Jackson. Into lane he goes. Lobs it to the baseline left. Messinas and his bounce pass in lane. Stolen away. Picked up by Bernard. Doesn't have the numbers, but finds Mascari down the left baseline. Reverse layup off the right side. Good. Nice move by Mitch Mascari.
Mitch running the floor that time. He got the deflection that led to the steal. Sprinted back and then got the layup. The Bearcats now up by 9.
Mascari with a new career high, 11 points. Desaso off the right side, Jones, or rather to Messinas. Now left side, Desaso, a three, misses. Rebound pulled away by Abreu for Northwest. Used it with his right hand, a one-handed rebound that time. Now gets it to Hudgens. He'll take it across midcourt with a behind-the-back dribble. Out front through the lane. Finds Bernard left wing, and he gets called for a travel trying to move around Desaso, and the turnover will give it to Missouri Southern. Just under 2 minutes left in the half.
Just the fourth Bearcat turnover of this ball game. Going back to Mitch Mascari, we've talked a lot about Daniel Abreu, how far he's come and really making some strides. You know, Mitch has slowly got more and more minutes, hasn't always scored a ton, but the defense has improved, and now we're really seeing that stroke come alive again tonight.
Yeah, really looking very confident offensively. Top of the key, Jones. Desaso on the right side, and a reach around and a held ball. Nice job by Hudgens forcing the held ball as Desaso Jones dropped it down around his waist, and there was Hudgens to force the tie-up. 36-27, Northwest Missouri State. 1:44 left in this first half. Hudgens looks over at head coach Ben McCollum and will dribble across the timeline off the left. Scott steps out to pick up Hudgens. Now to Mascari, right side. To the right wing, Bernard. Left-handed dribble through the lane to the bucket on Bundy. Lays it up and in. Strong drive to the bucket by Diego. And Bundy was right there defensively. But again, a good job by Diego. Pass on the right side. Knocked out of bounds. But a foul coming up on Northwest. This go on Bernard picking up his second.
Yeah, the reach in there. Diego tried to knock that ball loose from Stan Scott, but this will get Scott to the line.
Getting up and getting ready to go into the ball game for the first time tonight is Byron Alexander. Byron to take the place of Diego. Alexander coming off a good game against UCM Saturday. 10 points, 3 boards, and assist. 38-27 Northwest, 1:19 left in the first half. Scott going to the free throw line where he's a 68% shooter this year. Lefty's free throw, too hard, and Alexander with a rebound for Northwest. Cats up by 11. Jackson into the front court, left side, drives on Jones to the left wing. Finds Abreu up front, right back to Jackson. To Abreu, left wing. The drive through the lane, little shot fake, up for the shot ball, out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest as Abreu knocked to the floor as it was Bundy getting a hand on the ball. And for Coach Ben McCollum on the sideline, he's calling for a foul inside. No call there. And the Bearcats will inbound baseline left.
Well, the official saying it got ball, but it looked like they got a hold of the hand of Abreu and pulled him to the ground going for it. Now the Bearcats trying to run their play. The ball hasn't actually come in yet. I think Winston Desaso was actually chatting a little bit with one of the Bearcat cheerleaders on the sideline about if that was a foul or not.
Quick inbound, left side, Hudgens. Being pressured by Smith. Dribbles out front. Bounce pass baseline left for Alexander. Lost the handle on that ball. Karam's loose. Alexander dives for the loose ball on the floor. And let's see, foul on Alexander diving after that loose ball with Bundy. Alexander picks up the foul, his first. So they go down to the other end to shoot free throws. We do owe you a station break. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. That foul, the 18th foul on the Bearcats. So a one-on-one opportunity for Bundy at the free throw line. Knocks down the first. We'll have a second now. Bundy with 3 points this evening. Bundy, a 72% shooter at the free throw line. 6'5 junior out of Nixon, Missouri, near Springfield. Free throw, good. 38-29, Northwest Missouri State in front. Some pressure in the backcourt by the Lions as Jackson will take it across midcourt right side. Looks back at head coach Ben McCollum. Cats spread things out offensively. Now they pop out of that with Jackson dribbling to the left baseline. Picked up by Desisle. Now in the lane he goes. Finds Alexander coming through the lane. Out front of Abreu. Low left side, Mascari. Hooks the pass to Alexander. Jump stop in the lane on the right side. Spins up with a left-hander. Hook shot rims out. And the rebound inside pulled away by Macinas for Missouri Southern with 18 seconds left in the first half. Northwest has led the entire way up right now, 38-29. Scott out near midcourt. Looking to have the Lions take the last shot of this half as the Lions spread things out. Dribbles between the circles. Scott drives right side on Jackson to the bucket. The layup is good with 2 seconds left in the half. And that will be the end of the half as Northwest Missouri State will go into the locker room with the lead as they lead Missouri Southern 38-31 here at Bearcat Arena. We'll be back and have more for you from Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information at consumersoilmaryville.com. Today's game is brought to you by East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph, now offering retail and entertainment spaces for startups, seasonal businesses, and beyond. For more information, shop easthills.com. East Hills, a proud supporter of the Bearcats.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering a walk-in clinic weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. to 4 each Saturday. Appointments can be scheduled online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, offering a selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and will also conduct vehicle searches upon request. For more information or to check out their inventory online, championshipmotorsllc.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. Nottoway Valley Bank has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
And we're back at halftime. Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Southern, 38-31. The Bearcats have led throughout the first half at one point. Had a 12-point lead right now, 38-31 at the half with Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer Lawrence Link this evening. And Matt, been kind of an interesting first half, one where Bearcats had a bit of a run, got into double digits with the lead, but seeing Missouri Southern come back there toward the end of the half.
Yeah, you mentioned at the outset that this is a Missouri Southern team that's gone through their injuries and kind of went through that dry spell trying to figure out who they were, but here they are playing good basketball. They've won 5 of their last 8. You didn't expect them to go away at all in that first half, and anytime Northwest got that double-digit lead, they battled back, and it's been a little bit chippy. We've had some fouls called, and really, for the most part, the officials let them play throughout that first 20 minutes, so we could be in store for a pretty interesting second half once these teams come out of the locker room.
Yeah, I think you are right. Northwest overall leads in this series with the Lions, 39-24. They've won the last 7 games between these two teams, but there have been some fun battles through the years with this Lions.
Yeah, they really have. I mean, you think about the rivalry games that we've seen between these two teams in more recent years, the Justin Pitts for C.J. Carr and the Bearcats getting a three-pointer from Zach Schneider to win in the MIAA semifinals on the way to the first national championship. The battles with Cam Martin over the years, and it's really kind of fed into this. Heck, even going back to Sean Cooper had a game winner against Missouri Southern here at Bearcat Arena not that long ago either. So there have been some fun matchups here, and looks like we could be in store for another good ending.
Yeah, I think so. Reminder that halftime brought to you by Millen Dinsdale Seed Company, Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans. Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. We're at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. At the half, Northwest Missouri State 38, Missouri Southern 31. When we come back, Athletic Director at Northwest Missouri State, Andy Peterson, will join us. That's coming up right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Bearcat Radio is brought to you by the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. More information is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE. Powering business.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Northwest Missouri State men's basketball taking on Missouri Southern tonight at halftime, a 38-31 lead for the Bearcats. We're being joined by Northwest Missouri State Athletic Director Andy Peterson. Andy, kind of a one-off game because of COVID-19 protocols back on January 1st for Missouri Southern, so making it up tonight. But for the most part, knock on wood, it's been a pretty clean year as you could hope for with everyone going through and staying, I guess, illness-free,
yeah.
avoiding it yep. as much as you can, which it creeps in a little bit. I know it hit John and I too, but everybody's battling through, and it's been a good fall into winter now.
Yeah, and honestly, the kids, I shouldn't say kids, student athletes have done a really good job of managing it and rolling with the punches, obviously, a little bit. Obviously, you know, March of 20 when it hit, it was wild, right? But it was a quick clean kill almost, you know, pardon the take there. But and then that fall of 20, you could just see it coming. It was brutal, and just the mental struggle that took. And now that we've went through it for a year plus, people have kind of adjusted to it. You've operationalized it a little bit, and so there's an ability to adjust and overcome and understand what's expected of you as a student athlete in terms of staying healthy as best you can, staying in shape. When you go into quarantine for, you know, 14 days, 10 days, 5 days, whatever it is, keeping your fitness up, you know, staying hydrated, getting healthy as quick as you can so you don't miss any time when you do come back to competition. So, all things considered, I think we've done a pretty good job of getting through it and continuing to compete at a pretty high level.
A ton of things going on right now. Of course, Northwest Missouri State basketball, both teams in that final month of the regular season starting tonight. We also have Northwest track and field, which has obviously been off to a hot start in the indoors. Later this week, baseball and softball get rolling. Darren Lowe has been around forever. And then on the other side, we've got the new face in Naomi Tejas. So the best of both worlds there for baseball and softball, and it should be a fun season.
Yeah, track. I'll go back to track. We're going to host the biggest meet we've ever hosted this weekend in the history of Hughes Fieldhouse. And I say that in terms of teams represented. We'll have close to 50 teams represented this weekend over Friday and Saturday. Now, there's a couple of teams. They're bringing one athlete or two athletes. But still, to have 50 different institutions represented in there and competing here in Maryville, Bible is a big deal. So excited about that for track and field. Obviously, like you said, they're doing some great stuff. And then, yeah, spring sports. Nothing says spring sports like a winter weather warning in mid-Missouri on February 1st. I mean, when I think of that, I think baseball, softball. So, yeah. But very excited for those two programs. Obviously, Coach Lowe, it's been tough with COVID last year and only having conference games and not having the opportunity to go south like he does this week and next week. To go down and play some non-conference games and get the guys on some natural dirt and artificial turf, too. I shouldn't just say natural dirt, but to go play some real baseball games to get going. Feels pretty good about that team. They got a lot coming back from last year, you know, a team that was right on the bubble with the MIAA tournament and making some noise in the tournament, I should say. And so, yeah, some excitement there. And then Coach Tejas, you know, first-year head coach. Exciting stuff. I actually threw through batting practice yesterday.
Did you?
I brushed, yeah, dusted off the old ball glove. I didn't even use ball glove. But first two batters, left-handers, and I really struggled to find the zone. Third batter was righty, and it was just like all of a sudden, boom, there it was. Just.
She mentioned at the coach's show, hey, you guys want to come out and throw BP? And
oh, yeah.
I figured I was more in line to throw the brush packs than something you could hit.
Oh,
so.
I didn't hit anybody. I threw fairly hard, I felt like. The girls accused me of throwing change-ups and rise balls, which I have no idea what that
even
means.
They're all change-ups for you, right?
I mean, I was just throwing. If it moved, it moved. I said it a couple times. You get what you get. Don't throw a fit. Swing the bat. And, no, it was a lot of fun. It's a great group. I think Coach Tejas is right there. Obviously, Coach Anderson did a great job in his tenure here. And they had a tough year last year. I think they lost 9 or 10 ball games by one run and were the first team left out of the tournament. So, and they got a lot coming back. And so there's a lot of optimism and some good feelings there that they can do some fun things in the spring for the softball Bearcats too.
Our halftime program is winding down quickly. I'm getting the hook here from coffee behind us. We should have you back again sometime. Coach's show or halftime of the ball game or something. Hop on.
I skipped you on. Well, you guys moved Coach's show to Monday. That was
It's Colin McDonough's fault.
Oh, well, that's true. But you know what? A lot of the good things going on are Colin McDonough's fault also, if you can say that.
There's a lot of good things.
Double negative.
Hey, anytime that Bearcat fans love to hear your voice, you can have my headset anytime.
Sounds good. I'm not afraid of it. I tell you, I'm feeling kind of weird. I'm using John Coffey's headset, and it's kind of like...
It's kind of like the magic headset.
It is a little bit. I feel really good right now.
All right, we better take a break before you mess at me. Andy, thanks for the time.
Anytime.
Northwest AD Andy Peterson joining us here at Bearcat Halftime. We'll take a timeout. Back with your halftime stats on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More online at millendinsdaleseed.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC. Support also comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com. Support for the Bearcats also comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. More at MerrivilleSmiles.com. And from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business. 24 hours claim assistance and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. Support also comes from William Coy's Farm-to-Table Restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining with dishes including braised short ribs, hand-seared salmon, and more. Brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available at williamcoys.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville, supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon.
Quick check of the stats here at halftime. Northwest up 38-31 as a team. Northwest shooting 61% from the field, 14 of 23, 7 of 10 on threes, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, and 4 Missouri Southern, 11 of 30 from the field, 37%, 4 of 10 on threes, 5 of 8 at the line. And for Northwest individually, a couple players in double figures. Trevor Hudgens with 11, Mitch Mascari with 11 coming off the bench, and no one in double figures for Missouri Southern at this time. Again, the Bearcats in front at halftime, 38-31. Back with more as we get ready for the second half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you there are no practice fields in farming. More information at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-7999 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support also comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or provisionliving.com. Also from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni in 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at rogersrx.com. And from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. Support also comes from United Country Property Solutions, brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie serving Maryville, St. Joseph, and King City, and rural customers across the region with residential, country homes, farms, and ranches. More at ucstjoe.com. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore in the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Mill and Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon.
We go to the second half. Northwest Missouri State in front 38-31 with Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffey. Lawrence Link is our studio engineer. And the Lions will have the ball to start this second half, going from our left to our right in their traveling green uniforms with the gray numerals. The Bearcats in the home white uniforms with the green numerals and trim. Out front left side, Avery Taggart. Looks left side on Hudgens. Down the lane on the right, the little runner with right-handed push. Short rebound, Hudgens, rather Dreamer for Northwest inside. Cats really crashed the board hard that trip down. Cats in front 38-31. Second half just underway. Waters left side, Jackson low left with it. Dribbles into the lane. The little runner rims around and out, misses, and the rebound ripped down by Bundy inside for the Lions. They're giving Jackson a little bit of room tonight. That time he took advantage of it, just missed the shot. 38-31, Northwest in front. Taggart with the left-handed dribble. Swings out to the left wing, pulls up. Cross-court right side for DeCesso. DeCesso now on the left. Has the ball knocked loose by Jackson, and a picking up the ball was Bernard, and a foul as DeCesso comes up with the foul. That'll be his first, going after that loose ball after his dribble is knocked away. Yeah, Northwest in front, 38-31. Neither team has scored early in this second half. Just about a minute in. Hudgens to the top of the key. Left side for Bernard. Dribbles out front with the right hand to Hudgens on the left side. Dribbles inside the arc to left baseline, skips it across right side. There's Bernard from three-point range, knocks it down as it rattles the rim and drops. 7 points for Diego and a 10-point Bearcat lead. Again, their largest lead of this game has been 12. That was back with 5:47 left in the first half. Alex Jones along bounce pass, low left side, Taggart. Into lane, cross-court right side, DeCesso. Out of Scott to DeCesso on the right wing. Into lane, he goes right-handed push shot, good. And he has 7 points. He's a player I think is kind of an unsung hero for this Missouri Southern team. You don't hear a lot out of him around the league, but he, game in, game out, puts in a good performance for Missouri Southern. Into left corner, Hudgens. Out front to the top of the key, Bernard. Through the lane he goes. Dishes on the baseline for Waters. Leans back out on the right side. Banks it up and in. And for Luke, 4 points. As the Bearcats have a 10-point lead again. On the right side, Jones. Right in front of the Missouri Southern bench with the dribble. Gets it to Desiso. Low right side, Bundy posting up with Bernard. Cross court left side pass. Scott through the lane to Bundy, cutting through. Missed it too hard on the shot. Fight for the board. It goes past Dreamer and right into the hands of Taggart, who lays it up and in. And 43-35, Northwest Missouri State lead. Hutchinson in front of the front court left side. Now through the lane. Right side, Jackson. Now to Bernard. Through the lane, he goes to the bucket. High off the glass. Misses. The putback by Jackson is good as he trailed on the play. Isaiah, nice job following. Crashes to the board and has the tip in. Cats again by 10. Scott through the lane. Little shot fake. Lowers the ball. Now leans back out. Misses the shot. Rebound baseline. Jackson tips it to Dreamer. Who then finds Udgens. Brings it across midcourt right side. Now accelerates through the lane to the bucket. Puts it up off the front of the rim. No, and a foul. This should go on the Lions. And the foul will go on Christian Bundy. That'll be number one on Bundy. In Northwest up 45-35. Hudgens going to the free throw line for the first time tonight. A chance to equal the Bearcats' largest lead of this game if he knocks down both. The junior out of Manhattan, Kansas, toes the line. And the first free throw good. 12 points for Trevor, his first point of the second half. 46-35, Northwest with the lead. And the second one good as well. 47-35, Bearcat lead, 16:49 left in the game. Scott across midcourt, looks right side, Desiso out between the circles, Taggart. Left side, Scott. Motioning for Scott to come up. That is Jones with it right now. Jones through the lane, lost the handle on the dribble, chases it, and a whistle and a foul off the reach in off the dribble. And this will go on Bernard, picking up number three on Diego. That's a pretty big foul. Now we get Mascari off the bench and into the game. Matt North, Mascari gave the Bearcats a big lift coming off the bench in the first half.
Not a whole lot more you could have asked for to Mitch. 3 for 3 from three-point range, 11 points, played solid defense also.
Lions with it off the inbound, into the lane, spinning right side. Bundy misses too hard off the glass, rebound chased on the left baseline, and a foul. Mascari going for the rebound with Taggart, and Taggart will pick up the foul, having a few words with one of the officials as he backpedals down the floor. Avery Taggart with his third foul. Full court pressure off the inbound, but before he does, R.J. Smith to enter the game, and Taggart goes to the sideline for head coach Jeff Boshi. Taggart is 6'5", freshman redshirt out of Eureka, Missouri. 47-35, Northwest Missouri State with the lead, again equaling their largest of the game. Into the front court goes Hudgens to the top of the key. Now down the lane on Smith to the bucket. Smith blocks it off of the shoulder of Hudgens and out of bounds.
That's just the first miss of the night for Trevor. Been perfect at that point. 4 of 4 from the field. But nice play by Smith of getting that block shot and deflecting it off of Hudgens in the process.
Smith just re-entered the game. 47-35. Northwest Missouri staying in front with 16 minutes left. Jones on the left wing goes low left. Smith guarded by Jackson as he posts up. Lost the handle on it, but it rolls out front. Jones at the top. Left-handed dribble. Looks to Bundy. Top of the key, three on the way. Got it. Nothing but net. Bundy with his first three of the game. That's his 16th of the season. 47-38, Northwest Missouri State in front. Jackson in the front court gives it to Hudgens. Bumped out front by Scott. Now to Waters. Near the Bearcat logo, goes left side with the pass, Mascari. Between the circles, Dreamer. Right side, Waters. On the drive to the bucket, into the left corner, trying to find Mascari, but he'll get called for a charge just as he released that pass in the lane. And that for Luke will be his third foul. So a couple Bearcats in foul trouble early in this second half. Bernard already on the bench with three. Now Abreu coming into the game to take the place of Luke Waters as Waters goes to the sideline with three.
Young lineup out there for Northwest with Abreu, Jackson, and Mascari all out there joining Dreamer and Hudgens.
47-38, Northwest in front of Missouri Southern. Long way to go in this one. 15-16. Left in the second half. Jones dribbles to the left wing. Guarded by Mascari on the Bearcat man-to-man defense. Looks into the left corner. Scott steps back. Picked up by Abreu. Shovels a pass top of the key. Jones from three-point range. Turns out right. And Hudgens with the rebound for Northwest. He'll bring across midcourt right side. Picked up by DeCesso as he drives to the elbow off the right side. Knocked to the floor and a foul on Missouri Southern. And this will go on Winston DeCesso. That is his second foul. Fourth team foul in this second half. And with 14:52 left in the game, we've got a break in the action. Northwest Missouri State 47, Missouri Southern 38. Back after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Recovering from a sports injury, surgery, or accident is hard. Tiffany Care Centers Rehab offers one-on-one individualized speech, occupational, and physical therapy to help patients get back on their feet. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaller. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. More information is at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville, offering new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, and a service department for on-site maintenance. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Out of the timeout, Hudgens with the dribble, knocked out of bounds by Smith, and Bearcats to inbound once again. 14:42 left in the game. Northwest up 47-38. Hudgens dribbles to the top of the key, looking at man-to-man defense out of Missouri Southern as he fans out to the right side. Takes a long three, rims out, rebound, fought for and pulled away by Bundy inside for Missouri Southern. Two teams battling on the boards. Missouri Southern with a two-rebound advantage early in this second half. Smith off the left wing, out between the circles, Scott. And Northwest up 47-38 into the left corner. Scott now top the key. Bundy down the lane. He goes a little off balance as he goes driving down the lane. A collision with Dreamer hits the floor hard and a foul on Missouri Southern. This foul will go on Christian Bundy. That'll be his second.
Dreamer hit his head as he went to the floor there, so he might be coming off the floor. A little bit of pain.
Well, I have an opportunity. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Hudgens to take it across midcourt right side. Dreamer staying out on the floor after, again, hitting hard on the defensive side. Abreu down the lane left and a bump and a foul. A little bit of a reach around coming up by Alex Jones, who will pick up his first foul. Jones, a transfer to the Lion program out of Lipscomb. Bearcats inbound, baseline left. Jackson all the way out front as he lobs it out front for Mascari. He'll take it right side on DeCesso. Long bounce pass. Cutting the bucket is Hudgens, and somehow the Lions just forgot where Hudgens was on the floor, and he has an easy layup.
Stan Scott just turned his back. A nice cut by Hudgens. Mascari saw him, and that was a heck of a bounce pass to find Trevor as well.
49-38, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 13:37 left in the game. Smith steps back, wants the three over Abreu off the right wing. Misses high, bounce off the board. Rebound comes down to Hudgens. He'll take across midcourt left side, behind the back with the dribble. Now accelerates through the lane, kicks it left side, Mascari. He takes it through the lane now. The reach in, and Smith knocks it away. It is picked up by Scott. Looks left side, DeCesso from three-point range. Misses too hard. Rebound, Dreamer for Northwest. And things getting a little chippy again out on the floor as Jackson will take it across midcourt right side. Cats up by 11. Jackson to the right wing. Drives on Bundy. Now with the drive to the block on the right side. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Spins on the baseline. Now leans back out. Puts it up and in as he went around the defender and lays it up and in off the right side, right in the lane. Nice drive by Jackson. And Northwest up 51-38. Bearcat fans coming to life here as Jones has it on the right wing to the free throw line. Fade away in the lane. A little hard, and the foul coming up on Northwest inside. Now this will get Jones to the free throw line. Foul on Isaiah Jackson. That'll be his first. Third team foul here in the second half. So Alex Jones going to the line, a 5'10 junior of Alpharetta, Georgia. And the first of two is good. His first point of the second half has 6 points total. Good free throw shooter, 80% coming into this one, 12 of 15.
And that free throw ends a scoring drought for Missouri Southern that reached all the way back to 15-48 left to go in the ballgame. So Bearcat defense, nice job of slowing them down as they cut that down to 9. Northwest open it back up to double digits, and as Jones knocking down a couple free throws there.
Back to an 11-point lead for the Bearcats, 51-40 with 12:28 left. Hudgens dribbles right side, hooks the pass to Dreamer on the right. Now to Mascari, top of the key, behind the back with the dribble. Looks and finds Hudgens near the right sideline. Scott all over him, dribbles right side, stops, and a foul from behind. A little hesitation move by Hudgens, and catching up with him was Scott, who picks up the foul. That'll be number two on Stan Scott. He picked up an early foul back early moments of this game, and that's his first since. Seventh team foul, though, on Missouri Southern, so this will get Hudgens to the free throw line, where he's 2 for 2 this evening. Trying to increase the Bearcat lead, and he does as he hits the first. 16 points for Trevor, averages 25 a game. Looks to have one more free throw. This week's MIAA Player of the Week. And knocks down the second. 53-40, Northwest Missouri State has the lead. This week equaling their largest lead of the game. On the left side, Jones. Now to Bundy, right side. Bounce pass. Low, stolen away by Abreu. He takes it coast to coast, down the lane, left side, and is fouled. Now they're going to just say the ball was blocked and out of bounds. I think Abreu was thinking there was going to be a foul coming up, and Coach Ben McCollum mentions it just briefly, but just standing on the sideline as Northwest will inbound baseline left.
It's unfortunate because there have been two no calls in this ballgame that feel like they were Missouri Southern fouls, potentially shooting fouls. Both have gone against Daniel Abreu, and a lot of contact, but nothing called.
Got the big play defensively. Northwest will inbound. Left side, Hudgens, a long three. Misses, but he'll go to the free throw line to shoot three.
And now this is one where Bundy's like, I didn't foul him. And there's some pretty clear contact with a chest bump on Abreu that wasn't a shooting foul, but this will get Trevor to the line for a trio of free throws.
Bundy picking up his third foul while coming in the second half. Trevor knocks down. No, that was some rims around and out. Just about had it, but it pops out, so he'll have two more coming here. 4 of 5 now at the free throw line.
92% shooter on the year. Enters. He is Northwest Missouri State's all-time leading free throw shooter, just ahead of Connor Crooker for the all-time free throw percentage. So it's a rare back-to-back miss for him.
Yeah, he just misses the second. We'll have a third coming here. One of the top free throw shooters in Division II this year hits the third.
All of a sudden, that turns into a good foul by Christian Bundy.
That it does. 54-40, Northwest Missouri State with the lead, though. 11:46 left in the game. Scott out to the top of the key. Down the lane with the drive and hits it. Scott with his first bucket of the second half now has 8 points total, and it's a 54-42 Bearcat lead. And in the front court right side, Isaiah Jackson, they're giving him all kinds of room. Dribbles left side now to the bucket and dribbles off his foot underneath the bucket out of bounds. Turnover will give it to Missouri Southern. Just the seventh turnover of the game for Northwest. Still a 54-42 Northwest Missouri State lead. Out front, Scott dribbles left side on Jackson. Scoops the pass right side, Smith. He drives the lane right into a double team, pulls up, pass knocked away by Dreamer at the free throw line, and he'll give it up to Hudgens. That's turnover number 10 for Missouri Southern. Hudgens on the left side, through the lane, to the bucket, lays it up, and it won't go as he falls to the floor, and a foul coming up on Missouri Southern. And this one will send Trevor right back to the free throw line. Lawson Jenkins, who just entered the ballgame, picks up his third, had a couple fouls back in the first half. And Trevor going to the free throw line, trying to extend the Bearcats' 54-42 lead. Bearcats have led by as many as 14 in the second half. The first free throw now by Trevor Good.
Well, he passed Ron Nunnally, a former UCM player back in the 80s, for a third all-time of the MIAA scoring list there. So became the Bearcat all-time leading scorer with 2,460 points in that win over UCM, and just keeps on adding to it.
Second free throw by Trevor Good as well. He talked about Ron Nunnally. He had some battles through the years with a player for Northwest Missouri State, Vic Coleman, back in the early 80 days. That were some epic battles between Northwest and Central. Jones at the right side, pulls up his dribble on inside, a whistle and a foul. And that's to go on Northwest, and Daniel Brayu picking up his first foul. 14 fouls on the Bearcats in the second half. The Lions with 9. Lions will inbound baseline right. Quick inbound from Jones goes to Jenkins. Backpedals low on Hudgens. Up for the shot. Misses a little too hard. Ball knocked on the baseline and out of bounds. It will belong to Northwest. Cats in front 56-42. Their largest lead. Equaling their largest lead of the half. Again, full court pressure out of the Lions. The inbound comes to Hudgens. And he will dribble on the right side. At midcourt, met by Stan Scott. Cats spread out their offense. Dribbling on the right side, Hudgens. Now to the right baseline, underneath the bucket. Bounce pass left for Dreamer. Dreamer on the wing, brings it out front to the top of the key. Hands off Mascari. Spins at the free throw line. Dribble stolen away, picked up by Jenkins on the fast break. He'll drive to the bucket and lay it up and in. Lawson Jenkins, his first bucket of the second half, 7 points total and a 56-44 Northwest Missouri State lead.
And Jenkins grabbing at that left hamstring. I think he's a little bit of pain, that tightening up on him.
Out front, Hudgens, guarded by Scott, gets a pick by Abreu. Dribbles left side. Smith comes over to pick up Hudgens now. So he creeps out, looks left side, Dreamer. Three on the way in front of the Bearcat bench is good. It was with his first three and first bucket of the second half. Has a total of 8 points. Knocked down to three early in the game. 59-44 Northwest. 9.5 minutes left. On the left side, Scott, and a bump. So he tried to dribble off the left side and pass Isaiah Jackson, who will pick up the foul. That will be Jackson's second. And a break in the action with 9:28 left. Northwest Missouri State 59, Missouri Southern 44. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's game is underwritten by State Farm agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prentery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving the area for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC in Forest City. Rich Paxton and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on Sure Ag products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Recovering from a sports injury, surgery, or accident is hard. Tiffany Care Centers Rehab offers one-on-one individualized speech, occupational, and physical therapy to help patients get back on their feet. More at TiffanyCare.com.
And out of the timeout, a quick pass into lane, finds Stan Scott cutting to the bucket, puts it up in, and a foul on Northwest. This will go on Diego Bernard, who just re-entered the ballgame. Now his fourth foul. And this will get Mascari up off the bench and back into the game as, unfortunately for Diego, quickly picked up a foul as Scott will go to the free throw line. Scott with 10 points. 59-46, Northwest in front. Scott at the line, a left-handed shooter. Knocks down the free throw. 59-47, Northwest. Again, the Lions with some pressure off the inbound. Jackson will give it to Hudgens, being pressured in the backcourt by Scott. We'll take it across midcourt, looks left side, Jackson. Dribbles left side to the left baseline. Guarded now by Macinas. Dribbles at the free throw line, right side, Mascari. Now to Hudgens, through the lane, to the bucket, left side, misses the shot. Maybe blocked by Bundy. Scott will just loft the ball over his head, finds Desiso into the front court left side. Out to the top of the key. Looks left side, Macinas, to the left baseline. And leans in, and we've got a charge coming up on Macinas as nice job on the defense in the block off that left by Isaiah Jackson.
Yeah, nothing egregious. No lowering of the shoulder or anything, but as Macinas just kind of trying to clear a little bit of room and lean in there for that shot, Jackson took the contact, fell to the floor, and picked up the second foul for Macinas on the night.
Taggart into the game. Macinas goes to the sideline. Taggart playing with three fouls. He started this game for Coach Jeff Boshi. Again, the full court pressure on the inbound this time in the backcourt to Dreamer out near the top of the key. They'll break it. Jackson on the right side. Hudgens by the jump ball circle. Northwest in the second half from our right to our left. Pressured by Scott. Dribbles past Scott. Picked up now by Taggart on the left. So they spread out the man-to-man defense by Missouri Southern. Northwest spreading out the offense. Hudgens steps past Taggart. As Taggart reaches around, will quickly commit his fourth foul after just entering the game.
That's kind of a deadly stutter step, too. He looked like he's about to step back for a three-pointer. Taggart came out to defend that, and Trevor just went right past. Nothing Taggart could do but the foul.
This will get Trevor right back to the free throw line to shoot a couple here with Northwest up 59-47. Lefty's free throw is good. 60-47 Northwest. You can take the Bearcat Radio Network with you wherever you go with the Bearcat Public Media app. Download it on any iOS or Android device and hit the play button to hear all the action as the second free throw good as well. You can use the rewind and fast forward buttons to sync it with the game's video feed. Download the Bearcat Public Media app today. 61-47 Northwest Missouri State with the lead as Hudgens hits both free throws. Desiso right side with the dribble, knocked loose by Jackson, and will go off of Desiso out of bounds. And a timeout, Missouri Southern with 8:08 left. Northwest Missouri State 61, Missouri Southern 47. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, a proud supporter of Northwest Missouri State University, providing sports medicine services for Bearcat Athletics. More information at mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. More information is at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for today's game comes from the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, promoting Show Me Zero, a plan to eliminate fatalities and injuries on Missouri roads, encouraging drivers to buckle up, put the phone down, slow down, and don't drive impaired. For more, visit SaveMoLives.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/foundation.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and has four locations in St. Joseph.
61-47, Northwest Missouri State in front. 8:05 left in the second half. I'm Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffey. Dreamer into the front court. Left side, Isaiah Jackson. Free throw line down the lane on Tagger. Brings it back out front, Mascari. Baseline left, Waters, who checked in during that timeout. Takes in the block off the left side and banks it in. Nice little quick shot by Luke. And Northwest up 63-47. 7:45 left in this game. Scott, top of the key, Taggart. Looks on the right wing, Desoso. Drives on Waters. Now steps back, jumper inside the arc on the right side. Rims around and out. Rebound, Bundy. Puts it back in off the block on the right side and banks it in. Bundy playing with three fouls. Had the board in the bucket. He's got 9 points. 63-49, Northwest in front. Bearcats have led the entire way and has been as many as 16 points. But, Matt, you really don't feel like you're out. This game's put away yet. This Lion team, very explosive.
Yeah, they've hit some big shots and got stops when it matters to climb back in multiple times, see if the Bearcats can finish them off.
Jackson drives the baseline, left side, Dreamer in front of the Bearcat bench, hits the front of the rim and rolls in.
That won't hurt along the way as Dreamer into double figures, a 17-point lead now after that three.
66-49 Northwest, just under 7 minutes left. Scott down the lane to the bucket, leans in, misses the layup, Dreamer clears the rebound. So he had the position on Scott inside. Now to Hudgens to the top of the key as they go from my right to our left. Back to Dreamer. Left wing three on the way. Misses off the front of the rim. Better Brave with the rather. That's Waters with the rebound. We'll bring it back out. Mascari as he sets to take the shot. A whistle. And let's see what's going on here.
There's an injured Southern player down on the baseline. I think that is Taggart down there, kind of on all fours. And I didn't really see him get hit or go to the ground, so no idea what happened there.
Not sure there. And at the same time, you look out at Stan Scott. He's trying to stretch out a cramp, I think, there off the right wing. Smith comes into the game. Taggart will go to the sideline.
And Taggart kind of holding the bridge of his nose that he might have taken an elbow or got hit in the face there going for that rebound because it was Luke Moustakas for Northwest, or excuse me, Luke Waters and Mascari both going for that rebound. And Taggart kind of in that general area might have caught a blow on accident.
Bearcats will inbound. They have 15 seconds on the shot clock. 66-49, Northwest up. 6.5 minutes left in the game. Hudgens drives past Scott to the baseline. Bounce pass low left side. They find Isaiah Jackson left wide open, and he banks it in off the left side.
Assist number 5 on the night for Trevor.
Just putting together another Trevor Hudgens type of night. Scott at the top of the key. Left open. Takes the jumper over Waters. A long rebound on the elbow right side. Tipped by Hudgens. Chased by DeCesso on the right side in front of the bench. Now they get it inside to Smith. Wide open. Misses the slam dunk as he was just wide open inside. And the long rebound goes to the Bearcats. Hudgens out top. Spins left side. Now to Jackson. Between the legs with the dribble, loose in the lane, dives after it as he pushes it away, tried to get it to Hudgens, but stepping in front of DeCesso, DeCesso will take it across midcourt left side. Lions to set up the offense now. Northwest in front, 68-49. Scott out front, drives on Jackson through the lane. Dreamer comes over to help out, misses the shot, and Jackson with the rebound for the Bearcats. Gets it to... Now he'll take it across midcourt left side. A little bit of pushing and shoving going along with Scott and Hudgens as they come down the floor. Now Jackson dribbling right in front of the Bearcat bench off the left. Takes it inside the arc. Now backs down near the low post area on Jenkins into the lane. Little move and brings it out to Mascari. Now to Hudgens. A long three. A little hard. Rebound tapped in the air by Smith on the baseline. Out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest. Diego Bernard into the game. Mascari goes to the sideline. Again, Diego playing with four fouls. 5:02 left. Northwest up 68-49. 19-point lead, their largest of the game. Inbound Waters left side. Right-handed dribble to the free throw line. Bounce pass low and a foul. This will go on Scott as the pass went to Hudgens. Scott's been bumping Hudgens all evening long and picks up his third foul. Breaking the action, 68-49, Northwest Missouri State with a lead over Missouri Southern, 4:56 left in the game. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's game is brought to you by East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph, now offering retail and entertainment spaces for startups, seasonal businesses, and beyond. For more information, shop easthills.com. East Hills, a proud supporter of the Bearcats.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services to the area for over 25 years. More information is available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Trevor Hutchins going to the free throw line, fouled before the timeout by Scott. Free throw, rims around and in. Hutchins with 23 points. Now 10 of 12 at the free throw line. A 69-49 Bearcat lead, their largest of the game. He's got another one coming. That one rims around and in. 70-49, Northwest Missouri State opening things up here in the second half. Outscoring Missouri Southern 32-18. A jumper in the right corner by Jenkins misses. Rebound pulled down by West Dreamer for Northwest. He'll give it to Hutchins with 4:43 left. Into the front court goes Trevor. Met out front by Stan Scott, 6'4 senior. Trevor dribbles to the right elbow. Right side, Waters takes the three. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Bundy with the rebound for the Lions. Finds Scott, and he'll bring it down the left sideline into the front court to the left wing, to the left baseline. Steps back, jumper over Jackson. Misses, and the rebound to Northwest and West Dreamer. 4:16 left. Bearcats trying to pick up their 20th win of the season for the 11th straight year, if they can hold on to this win or this lead here. Jackson down the lane right on Jenkins. Dribbles in the lane, spins right side, up with a shot and good as he spun around Jenkins and banks it in.
And the Bearcats that time just clearing it out and letting Isaiah Jackson go to work on Jenkins.
Ties a career high for Isaiah. On the right side, baseline, Bundy pivots on Dreamer, takes the jumper, rims around now, rolls over the rim and out of bounds. It'll belong to Missouri Southern as Waters and Dreamer fought over the rebound for Northwest. Taggart into the game. Jenkins to the sideline. And Muscari comes in. And over to the sideline goes Trevor Hutchins.
Nice ovation there for Trevor walking away. 24 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, no turnovers.
And three-pointers today. A jumper out front is good. And it's a 72-51 game. Northwest Missouri State has the lead. Diego Bernard into the front court, now being bumped by Scott. Dribbles right side, and a bump and a foul on Scott. Scott with a little bit of a smile on his face after getting called for the foul there. Diego also smiling just a bit. Scott will pick up his fourth foul.
I'm sure there were some words being exchanged as they both came up the floor together, bumping and pushing.
There is that chance. 3:20 left.
Not with those two.
No. 72-51, Northwest Missouri State in front as Diego goes to the line and hits the first free throw. Now 8 points for Diego tonight. Abreu into the game. West Dreamer goes to the sideline, getting a round of applause by the Bearcat fans. Here's the second one. That rattles in. 74-51 Northwest. 3:17 left as Smith into the front court. Gives it to Scott. Now to Alex Jones between the circles. Dribbles right side, hooks the pass left for Smith. Steps back, wants the three over Waters. Good. R.J. Smith with 11 points.
And R.J. flashing a three there to the fans, and the Bearcats enjoying that up by 20.
74-54, Northwest with the lead over Missouri Southern. 3:05 left, breaking the action. We'll be back right after this timeout with the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Bearcat Radio is brought to you by the National Investors Team. R.J. Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
Support for the Bearcats come from Tri-State Auto Family in Maryville with a selection ranging from the new Ford Bronco to the 21 Ram 1500, pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Tri-State provides a service department and on-site detailing. More at tristatefordmaryville.com.
74-54, Northwest Missouri State in front. They've led by as many as 23 in this second half. At halftime, Northwest was up 38-31. Matt Tritton, another strong second half for the Bearcats.
Yeah, no doubt about that, as the Bearcats shooting 53% from the field, 3 of 7 from three-point range in the second half alone, and really doing a good job of limiting Missouri Southern. They're shooting 33%, just 1 of 6 from three-point range.
Missouri Southern this year, fourth in the conference in three-point shooting percentage. Diego Bernard looking to inbound against full-court pressure, finds Abreu in the backcourt. And Daniel will dribble it across the timeline right side on Bundy. Now accelerates down the right sideline to the right baseline, into the block on the right side, and a double team brings it out front as Isaiah Jackson leaps up, brings it down near the right sideline. Isaiah guarded by Bundy, dribbles in the lane, out front Bernard. So moved left, now right, back to Isaiah, right side three on the way, rims around and out, and the rebound ripped down by Scott for the Lions. Allen goes to Smith, into the front court right side. Out between the circles, Scott through the lane, to the bucket, lays it up and in. Bearcats just let him roll through the lane, have the easy layup. It's a 74-56 Northwest lead, 2:23 left. Jackson handling the point duties, guarded by Taggart in the backcourt. Now across midcourt right side, into a double team, dribbles out of that double team, through the lane, left side, Mascari to the left baseline. Cut off by Scott, out front, Bernard, quick touch pass right side to Bray. He goes driving past Smith, who will pick up the foul.
And not much Smith could do there, but kind of wrap him up around the waist. To Bray, a quick move, got past him.
Bray going to the free throw line. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Daniel knocks down the first free throw. He's 3 of 3 at the free throw line. All of his points coming at the charity stripe tonight. Had a couple back in the first half. 75-56 Northwest. And the second one rims around and up. The board goes to Scott and Missouri Southern. Cross court left side, Taggart. Inside the arc on the left, jumper over Waters is good. Avery Taggart with 4 points. Coming here in the second half. Bearcats breaking the full court pressure. Jackson bounce pass low right side for Waters. Up with a shot fouled by Taggart, and this will get looked to the free throw line with 1:47 left and a 75-58 Northwest lead. Taggart picks up foul number 5. He'll go to the sideline. And Jenkins comes into the game. Waters' first trip to the line tonight has 6 points. First one good. 76-58 Northwest. And another one. Rattles down, so 8 points now for Luke. Off the left side, Jones. Into the left corner, Scott with the long three. Got it over Jackson in the far left corner. As R.J. Smith knocks down the three. Or rather, Scott knocks down the three. Now quickly the other way. Smith picks up a foul as they got the pass down to Waters. And Luke will get back to the free throw line. Smith picks up foul number 4, getting Luke to the line once again. And knocks down the first. One more coming to Waters. Chance to go into double figures here with 1:31 left, 78-61, Northwest Missouri State in front. Spencer Schomer is getting ready to check in for the Bearcats as Abreu's second free throw rolls out, or rather, Waters' free throw rolls out. Abreu fighting for the rebound, goes out of bounds, and Luke will go to the sideline.
One of the game in action this evening, that was Missouri Western taking on Washburn on the women's side. This also a makeup game due to COVID protocols in Topeka, Kansas tonight. The Missouri Western women win at 80-47. We'll see them take on the Bearcats Saturday in St. Joseph.
Into the right corner, Jenkins from three-point range. Good for Missouri Southern. Jenkins with his second three of the game, first in the second half, 78-64 Northwest. 1:13 left in the backcourt. Another foul as O'Brady fouled. Scott will pick up the foul. That will be number five, and Stan Scott goes to the sideline.
And a standing ovation from the Bearcat crowd. Happy to see him go.
And that brings Desiso back into the game for Missouri Southern.
All this fouling late in the ballgame from Southern, sending the Bearcats to the free throw line, gives Northwest a chance to get pretty close here to their season average. Northwest puts up 81.4 points per game. Now with that first free throw from Daniel Abreu, the Bearcats at 79.
And Northwest, 21 of 26 at the free throw line tonight. Tops in the MIAA, 80.6%. Also first in Division II as Abreu knocks down another free throw. 80-64, Northwest up, 108 left. Jones into the front court on the right side. Out front with the drive through the lane at the free throw line. Bounce pass low left, spins on Schomers, hits the shot. He'll go to the free throw line with the chance at a three-point trip down the floor. Schomers picks up the foul, his first for the Bearcats. They'll be back in action on the men's side as well against Missouri Western Saturday evening. 5 o'clock tip-off for the women, 7 o'clock for the men. Missouri Southern was to be in Lincoln on Thursday. They moved that to a Monday game, and they'll face Central Missouri on Saturday. Free throw good by Smith. Full court pressure out of Missouri Southern. Diego Bernard dribbles out of that pressure through the lane. Bank goes left side for the alley-oop to Schomers, who then has the reverse layup off the backboard and in.
Might have left that one hanging up a little bit too far from the hoop, but Spencer able to make it work.
A right side, Jones from a three-point range, misses. Desiso with the rebound. Behind the back with the dribble, Jenkins. Ball now caroms to the baseline on the left and out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest now with 39 seconds left. Well, the tie comes off for Bearcat head coach Ben McCollum over on the Bearcat sideline there as he puts it in his pocket for the final 39 seconds of this game. Diego Bernard will just slowly bring the ball across midcourt as the Lions back off on defense here. Northwest up 82-67. Bernard on the left wing with the dribble, trying to milk the clock. Alley-oop underneath for Schomers. Reverse layup this time won't go, and Bundy with the rebound for the Lions. At midcourt, Jones dribbles through traffic into the right corner. Desiso from three-point range knocks it in, and a foul. This should go on Mascari and get Desiso to the free throw line. Foul is on Mitch. That's his second. Desiso with his second three of the game goes to the line here with 10.4 seconds left. And it's a four-point trip down the floor for Missouri Southern. 82-71 Northwest. They've led by as many as 23. Isaiah Jackson will dribble across the timeline now with 5 seconds left as the Cats will just dribble out the win here and go to 20-2 on the season, the 11th straight year that the Bearcats have hit the 20-win mark, and a lot of basketball left to be played in the month of February. Northwest sees their record go to 20-2. They're now 13-1 in their MIAA, while Missouri Southern sees their three-game winning streak come to a close. They fall to 11-8 and 8-5 in conference play. We'll be back now. More for you from Bearcat Arena right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. More information is online at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving the area for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, Facebook.com/PittsBodyShop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, a proud supporter of Northwest Missouri State University, providing sports medicine services for Bearcat Athletics. More information at mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC in Forest City. Rich Paxton and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on Sure Ag products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for the Bearcats come from Tri-State Auto Family in Maryville with a selection ranging from the new Ford Bronco to the 21 Ram 1500, pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Tri-State provides a service department and on-site detailing. More at tristatefordmaryville.com.
Northwest Missouri State with the win, 82-71, as they defeat Missouri Southern this evening. Cats led by as many as 23 in this game with 3:22 left in the game. At halftime, it was a 38-31 lead for Northwest over Missouri Southern. I'm Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer is Lawrence Link. And, Matt, again, another strong second half for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Northwest Missouri State, once again, more points coming in that second half than they do those opening 20 minutes. The Bearcats, a 38-31 lead at the break, ended up putting up 44 in that second half. As a whole, though, shooting over 55% from the field, over 55% from three-point range. It's a team that just continues to churn. Defensively, the effort was better, I think, than the 71 points you see up there. Quite a few garbage points coming from the Lions to make this an 11-point game, but as you look at it, the largest lead for Northwest was 23 points with 3:22 left. At that point, Trevor Hutchins comes out, and you could see Wes Dreamer comes out, and Northwest knew they had this one in the bag. So Southern put up a fight. Again, we knew it was going to be a team that would come in here with an edge, but ultimately the Bearcats come out and victory number 20.
20-2, 13-1 in the MIAA. As mentioned a little bit earlier, the 11th straight year that Northwest has hit the 20-win mark.
Yeah, it's such an impressive record. 20 wins in college basketball, it really is a good feat, something to strive for. And to see this team do it 11 years in a row really is spectacular.
82-71, the final. Northwest with the win over Missouri Southern. Back with more right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options, more at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Northwest Missouri State, again with the win, 82-71. A single game here tonight. The women played back on New Year's Day. Men were supposed to play that day, but with some COVID-19 protocols, they had to postpone that game and made that up here tonight as Northwest Missouri State, again, 82-71 with the victory over Missouri Southern. Support for the Bearcats comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the region, and also offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More information online at championshipmotorsllc.com. Up next for the Bearcats, a trip down the road to St. Joseph as they'll face Missouri Western Saturday evening. Women at 5 and the men at 7, both right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll begin at 4:30 with our pregame. But we got a lot more coming up on our postgame right after this timeout, after an 82-71 win over Missouri Southern.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More information at championshipmotorsllc.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-7999 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Supports also from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/foundation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support for the Bearcats also comes from King City Lumber. Their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com. Also from the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel. Buckle up, phone down. More information is available at SaveMoLives.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest with the win 82-71 as they defeat Missouri Southern this evening. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, another good win for your team against a solid Missouri Southern squad here today.
Yeah, no, I thought our kids really executed the scout really well. I thought we competed at an extremely high level. We just got to keep improving, keep getting better, keep fighting defensively like we did tonight, and hopefully good things happen.
Also looked tonight like a little bit of chipping that's going on between the teams out there. I thought Northwest, for the most part, really kept their cool and a lot of things that were going on the floor.
Yeah, you know, I thought we did a good job of that. I mean, it's just competitive basketball, and that's just how it is. And anytime we play Southern, it's always like that. It's just something that you just have to deal with. And I thought our kids were appropriate and dealt with them great. And did a good job of handling that.
Looking at the stats, one thing that stands out, Missouri Southern, 13 turnovers. Not a lot of turnovers, but Northwest scored 18 points off those turnovers, so you took advantage of those opportunities there tonight.
Yeah, I think that's just our defense. Our scout was really locked in. Our guys just dialed in on the scout and understood, you know, where we're supposed to come from and help from, and understood what we're supposed to do on ball screens, et cetera, et cetera. And that's just a result of them executing it. But it'd be good to get a day break and, you know, back to it against Missouri Western.
This game, too, Diego got in a little bit of foul trouble early, had to sit, and Mitch Mascari came off the bench. And he's been doing a nice job giving you a lift off the bench here the last few games.
Yeah, he was really good. No, he was excellent tonight and hit some big shots and played a big role. You know, if he can continue to do that. I thought defensively is where he really dialed in. That was a big deal for him. I thought defensively he was great.
As you look at this game, win number 20 on the season, the 11th straight year now that the Bearcats have reached that 20-win mark. And, again, when you look at things, a lot of basketball left to be played. Just hitting the 1st of February here and to hit that 20-win mark already. You look at that in 11 straight years hitting the 20-win mark, that's really something special.
Absolutely. You know, it just shows the consistency, the kind of kids we have in our program, how they want for each other's success and how they want for future success of this program. And it just says a lot about those kids.
And, again, a lot of basketball left to be played in one of the games coming up just down the road to face Missouri Western on a Saturday. As you mentioned, got a couple days off here, but, again, turn around and look, and pretty good battle with Missouri Western on the horizon here.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they're playing well, and we're going to have our hands full. So we've got to make sure that we're ready to go and get our energy back up.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us. Hey, Coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, Northwest with the win. 82-71 at the final score. Back with more on our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, offering a selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and will also conduct vehicle searches upon request. For more information or to check out their inventory online, championshipmotorsllc.com. And from Oak Point in Maryville, their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at provisionliving.com. Support also comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at mazingolake.com. Also from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and four locations in St. Joseph. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300. Also from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
82-71, the final score. Northwest Missouri State with the win. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Looking at the totals out of this one, as a team in the game, Northwest Missouri State shooting 56% from the field, 25 of 45. They were 10 of 18 on threes, also 56% there, and 22 of 27 at the free throw line. Missouri Southern, on the other hand, shooting 42% from the field, 26 of 62, 9 of 21 on threes, and 10 of 13 at the free throw line. As we mentioned when we talked to Coach McCollum, 13 turnovers for Missouri Southern. The Bearcats turning those into 18 points. Bearcats with just 9 turnovers, and Southern scoring just 4 points off of Bearcat turnovers today. Missouri Southern now rebounded Northwest by 1 at 31-30. And individually, Northwest paced by Trevor Hudgens with 24 points on 5 of 9 shooting, 3 of 5 from 3-point range, 11 of 13 at the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. So just another night for Trevor.
That's right. five assists, no turnovers. You'll take that every night from your point guard. But, of course, it's such a scoring threat, too, and really can do anything for you. And so, you know, it helps, too. Everybody's kind of stepped up, knocking down shots. Mitchell Scarry, a guy that was really on fire in that first half.
And for Trevor, going into the books again, had 111 threes on the season. Needed 3 to tie. Joy Wittes got that tonight in the record book for most threes in a year. Joy getting 114 back in the 18-19 season. So, Trevor, again, were you right at the top of another list?
Yep, he's just 4 shy of the MIAA single season record as well. So, you know, I mean, chance to tie that, maybe even break that record coming up on Saturday.
Other scores for Northwest, Wes Dreamer with 11 points to go along with 8 rebounds and a couple of assists. 11 points for Isaiah Jackson, a new career high there. He also had 5 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. And 11 points for Mitch Mascari coming off the bench. Mitch has 2 assists as well, and also setting a career high in scoring for Mitch Mascari tonight. 5 points for Daniel Abreu. 4 points for Diego Bernard. Diego also with 4 rebounds and 4 assists and 3 steals. And then looking at some other scores here today, the 2 points for Spencer Shomers late in the game. Now for Missouri Southern, three players actually in double figures. Stan Scott with 16 points, R.J. Smith off the bench with 14, and 11 points for Winston Tessisso. So that's some of the stats look out of this one here tonight.
That's right. The Bearcats able to pull this one out. Another efficient night, only 9 turnovers in this one. A very chippy, tough, up-tempo ball game.
Bearcats with the win, 82-71. Back with more in the postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. Support also comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print and online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville, specializing in treating the whole family and other services including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at maryvillesmiles.com. And from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville, Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. Support also comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information available at 660-241-5001. And from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena after an 82-71 win for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, defeating Missouri Southern this evening. Joined now by Mitch Mascari, who came off the bench, 11 points in today's game on 3-3 shooting from three-point range, 4-6 overall. And, Mitch, good game for you here today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And just kind of talk a little bit about coming off the bench here. Diego got into some early foul trouble. He came in and really performed well, picking up the pace there. And talking with Coach McCollum a little bit earlier, he just talked about one of the things he was impressed over and above what he did offensively, just play on the defensive side here tonight.
Yeah, you know, that's always like a focus of mine. I'm not a gifted defender, I'd say, so I'd really have to work for it, but I felt good tonight, and I felt like I did what I had to do.
Just also talk a little bit about the minutes you're getting now. You played 27 minutes in at tonight's game, and it seems like the coach is getting a lot of confidence in what you're able to do out there, and you're being able to get to a lot of minutes and a lot of early minutes in games now.
Mm-hmm. You know, I always just try to stay ready for whatever Mac has planned. I trust him. If I play 3 minutes, 27, I don't really care. Hopefully we get a Bearcat win.
You know. Yeah, and you've really contributed in your time at Northwest. Do you feel more comfortable as even this season goes along, being a part of this program and being able to contribute the way you have here?
Yeah, you know, it's always fun playing with these guys, just every day in practice, every day in games. It's just so easy to play with people like Trevor, DB, Zay, Wes, you know. It's just really fun out there.
And it seems like those guys want the best for you as well when you get on the floor. I imagine that has to feel pretty good, too, know that they really appreciate what you bring to the floor.
Yeah, I think I speak for all of us when I say it gives us all confidence knowing that there's no selfish player on the floor at any time. You know, we always want the best for each other, and it helps everyone who comes off the bench or who's ever on the court just
play to their abilities.
We also talked through the broadcast here tonight, too, that looked like there was a little talking going on between the two teams out there, and kind of a physical game at times. When you play in a game like that, do you like that type of atmosphere and intensity between teams and when you go out there?
I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say I didn't like it. You know, it's fun sometimes. It gets competitive. Just two basketball teams going at it. It's fun.
All right. Now, you look ahead. A few days off here. I play on a Tuesday this time around, and then you have an opportunity to prepare a little bit more for Missouri Western on Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, that will be a fun game. You know, obviously a rival game. Hopefully we get a good crowd. I'm sure Mac and Z, Dave, Dre will have a great scout for us, and we'll be ready.
And that's another thing that I think Coach McCollum talked about, too. He thought you guys really executed the game plan for tonight very well.
Yeah, I mean, that's all credit to them, honestly. They always get us ready and shoot around. They know exactly what to do, when to do it, and they tell us, and we just got to go do it out on the floor.
All right, Mitch, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Mitch Muscari with us. Mitch, our player of the game, sponsored by United Country Property Solutions, brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie, serving Maryville, St. Joseph, and King City, and rural customers across the region with residential, country homes, farms, and ranches, or at UC St. Joe. Back with more right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 582-4599 and from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More information is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats come from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville, celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from The Palms, making its return this spring. The Palms will feature a new bar and grill menu, a new dining area, and new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition. The Palms, reopening in March. Also from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And back at Bearcat Arena as we wrap things up after an 82-71 win for the Northwest men, defeating Missouri Southern this evening. As the Bearcats now look ahead, they've traveled to St. Joe on Saturday, a short trip down the road to face Missouri Western, part of a women's men's doubleheader. And always a lot of fun when those two teams get together this time around down in St. Joe.
Should be a good little rivalry weekend there. The Griffins trying to push this one later to try to get more Griffin fans out there. Hopefully Northwest can just go ahead and flood the MWSU Fieldhouse and make this a pseudo home game on the road, which they typically do have a really good showing, but should be pretty intense. Northwest swept the first round of ball games. I think it'll be pretty tough on the back end. Their women are playing extremely well right now. Their men are having struggles, but they always get up for the Bearcat game, so should be a good couple games.
Yeah, and really, when you look at that women's game, that'll be a fun matchup. Northwest women really in a need to pick up a big win there.
Yeah, and that's a tough place to play. Got a good last-second win a year ago in December. Molly Hartnett hit a layup with about 1 second left to win that one. When they came up here earlier this year, it was the Bearcats up by three. Jalen Hager just missed a three-pointer to tie and sent it into overtime. So the Bearcats hung on. The defense was fantastic, and just hoping to see that kind of continue to roll over as they've seen some freshmen really step up and play well.
On the men's side, Northwest has had Missouri Western's number the last number of years down there. And for Northwest, I think right now playing some pretty good basketball. They beat a very good Missouri Southern team here tonight. Another strong second half, and again played some pretty good defense against a tough Southern team.
Yeah, they did. And you look at it, Missouri Western lost to Central Missouri by, what, 37 points? The Bearcats beat UCM by 40, so I think the math tells you it should be a 77-point Northwest win, but we'll see how it goes.
I doubt that's going to be the case. But
I think it translates right there, doesn't it? We'll see.
I'm not a math major, so
that's true.
By any stretch of the imagination there. All right, well, a fun one here tonight. The Northwest men with the win over Missouri Southern, 82-71, as the Bearcats go to 20-2 on the year and 13-1 in MIAA play. Missouri Southern falls to 11-8 and 8-5. Again, Saturday, normally afternoon games, will be evening games Saturday night in St. Joseph. The women's game will tip off at 5, and the men right around at 7 o'clock will be on the air 4:30 with our pregame on Saturday leading into that women's tip-off at 5 o'clock. Well, thanks to Matt Tritton, also our studio engineers for tonight's game, Lawrence Link and Jeremy Warner. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.